Chapter 12 Review. Chapter 12 introduced alternative numbering systems, specifically binary and hex. We learned how to count in these systems, how to do arithmetic, and how to convert between these systems and base 10. In addition, we learned how the computer describes intrinsic C++ types internally in binary, and how to do various bit operations. This chapter concluded by describing how floating-point numbers are represented in binary. Regarding test type questions, you will have questions that ask you to do conversions from one base to another. You will be asked to do some arithmetic calculations in these alternative bases, and you will be asked to do some bit operations. There probably won't be any floating-point number representation questions, but if there is, it will be a straightforward one that will be easy to answer correctly so long as you read the section. The binary number system is a base 2 number system. That means there are two possible values per digit, namely 0 and 1. The hexadecimal number system is a base 16 number system. That means there are 16 possible values per digit, namely 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, and F. Notice that we must add new symbols to stand for the values above 9 that can be placed in a single digit. In base 10, that is, A equals 10, B equals 11, C equals 12, D equals 13, E equals 14, and F equals 15. The term bit comes from binary digit. When we talk about an 8-bit byte, we are talking about a piece of memory that is represented by 8 bits. That is, 8 binary digits are used to express a byte-sized piece of information. Similarly, when we talk about a 32-bit integer, we are talking about a piece of memory that is represented by 32 bits. Clearly, the more bits we use, the more kinds of numbers we can represent, since we have more digits at our disposal. There are 5 bit operations. 1. A bitwise AND, written as A AND B, which for each corresponding bit in A and B returns a true bit if the bits are both true, otherwise it returns a false bit. 2. A bitwise OR, written as A OR B, which for each corresponding bit in A and B returns a true bit if at least one of the bits is true, otherwise it returns a false bit. 3. A bitwise NOT, written as NOT A, which negates each bit in A. 4. A bitwise XOR, written as A XOR B, which for each corresponding bit in A and B returns a true bit if one of the bits is true, but not both, otherwise it returns a false bit. 5. A bit shift operation, written as A left shift M for a shift in the left direction of M bit spaces, or as A right shift N for a shift in the right direction of N bit spaces. A floating point number is represented in a normalized scientific notation such as 5.1234 times 10 to the 12th power, and has 3 components: 1. A sign bit, 2. An exponent, and 3. A mantissa. By normalized, we mean that there is only one non-zero digit before the radix point. The exponent part of a floating point number determines the range of the number, and the mantissa part of a floating point number determines the precision of the number.